Yes.
Yes. Okay, do one thing. This is Gerard here. Like, do one thing. Open up your revenues, okay? The process that we have done, that was successful. So you do one thing, open up your revenue.
Okay.
And this time we will not make a mistake. Last time we made a mistake. A silly mistake.
Have you been trying to call me?
Yes, I've been trying to call you. Then I spoke to Ron. Then Ron told me that you must be busy or you must have gone out for a walk or something in the garden.
Yeah.
He told
me. I was outside in the garden, yes.
Yes, he told me that you must have gone out for a walk in the garden.
I have to hose my plants.
Okay. So what I'll be doing is today we will finish this up and then tomorrow Ron will be getting in touch with you, okay?
Yes, he said that.
Just bear with me for a moment.
Yes.
Okay, what do you see right now?
AJ Karma, you sent.
All right. Okay. Click on that.
Yep. Today you sent 7771. $77.71.
All right. And do you see any option which says send? Any
yes.
more option which says send? Click on send.
Yes. Send. Yes. Yep.
Now, what does it show you?
It says AJ Kuma and INR balance.
All right. Just bear with me for a moment, okay? Bear with me for a moment.
Yes.
Okay. Now, just leave it. Let me just do it for you.
Yes.
Now, what does it show you?
Authorized to continue.
All right. Click on continue.
I have to put the code in.
Okay. Did you receive any code?
Yeah, it's the one I use all the time, 0786.
Put it in.
Yep. And then the six-digit code is going to be sent. Yep. Can you see that?
Yes.
You can put that in. And this may be a scam.
This is just a security check, which is
running.
Now, what does it show you?
Okay, please tell us the purpose of this payment.
Okay, select the purpose, it came up.
So, what one? Transfer to a safe account, payment for goods, investment, paying a tax, paying for lease, crypto, rental, something else. Stop. This transaction has been flagged as suspicious. Take a few minutes to consider the situation before parting with your money.
All right.
That's come back up.
Yeah, it will come up. This is just a security warning, which all the server has.
Yes.
So once it is completed, let me know what does it come, what comes up next. Okay.
Yep. We won't call you to move money.
Yeah, that's the Revolut. Revolut won't call.
Yes.
They'll only text. Yes. They'll only send you emails.
Yes. Thank you for your submission.
Okay, scroll down the. Just bear with me.
Yes. I didn't touch it.
Give me one moment.
Yes.
Made a mistake. What comes up?
The 77371 and the crossed out the 4285.
Any option over there? Continue.
No, there's a faded send. You want me to press that? Won't work. A send down the bottom, but it's the faded type. No, it's just showing today that the 4,000's been crossed out.
All right. Just bear with me for a moment.
Yes.
I guess. Oh, this is the first one, right?
It says, yeah, verified, then it says leaving the bank back there.
Okay, what does it show you now?
It shows me the two figures again, the 7771 and the 4285 today.
Okay, click on 4285 today. Click on that.
It's been declined and it's crossed out. Do you want me to click on it?
All right, yeah, click on it.
Yes. Risky transfer declined. You have successfully declined this payment. Yep.
Hold on. We have to do it again.
Okay.
Now what comes up? Do you see any option, Mr. Chen?
No options. It's exactly the same.
There's no option to send money?
Nope. The same one's come up. You sent the $77 and the decline $4,000.
Okay. No problem. Just give me a second. Same thing is coming up?
No, same thing's up here. Nothing's changed.
Okay, do you see over there which says $77?
Yes.
Click on that.
Yep.
Now, just bear with me for a moment.
Yes.
Okay, now you see the 4,285, click on that. I don't understand why it got declined. Oh, it got rejected. Status got rejected.
Yes.
second. Let me just try once again. Sorry. What does it show you now?
Send money, INR balance 4,297 arriving today.
INR? Is it showing you in INR?
Yes, yes.
Okay, okay. Delete that INR. Delete that INR.
There's no money there.
Can you delete the INR? Choose currency, yes. Now how much is it? Now what does it show you?
AUD and the
okay.
Dollar sign flashing.
All right. Now enter the amount. 4290.
4290.
Yes.
Continue.
Yeah. Click on continue.
Create a beneficiary.
Okay, it's showing you create a beneficiary. Do you see any other beneficiary which is added?
No, transfers up the top left.
Okay, click on create a beneficiary or click on transfer. Okay, okay.
Oh.
You have clicked on create a beneficiary, right?
Yeah.
All right, no problem. Now what does it show you?
Country of recipient's bank, currency, the individual, and the account number, and the SWIFT and BIB SWIFT.
Oh, it's asking you for SWIFT and BIB SWIFT?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Click on the back arrow. Click on the back arrow. Go back.
Transfers, create a beneficiary.
Now what does it show you?
Australian dollars 4,290.
Okay. Click on continue.
Create a beneficiary or transfer?
Click on transfer.
And it's back to the money, the 4,290 and send money.
It's back to the money, right?
Yes, yeah, send money. And it's got the dollars in that, yes.
Okay. Just bear with me.
Yep.
I don't understand why it is happening like this. Let me just close the Revolut first. Now just reopen the Revolut. Reopen it.
Put the code in?
Yeah, put the code in.
It's open.
All right. Transfer. Got it. Now, what does it show you?
INR and the dollar sign flashing or the money sign flashing.
Okay, click on
and
the dollar sign.
Send money. Yep.
And after you have clicked onto the dollar sign, What does it show you?
Extract text or clipboard. Australian dollars.
All right. Now what does it show you?
The same thing, INR balance and the flashing sign where the the money goes or the numbers go.
Okay. Is it showing you in INR or is it showing you in AUD?
INR.
Okay, now enter. I am telling you. 2-4.
Hang on. 2-4.
0.
Yes. 0.
Just give me a moment. Then 2-4-0 again.
2-4-0.
It's 2-4-0.
2-4-0.
Yes. Now click on send.
I'll continue, it says.
Okay, click on continue.
Reason for payment.
All right, select the reason, hotel. How you selected it before?
Well, it's not coming up. Okay, yeah, it's up. Hotel, yes.
Click on send.
Then, yeah.
Now what does it show you?
Create a beneficiary or transfer up the top left-hand corner.
It's showing you still create a beneficiary or?
Yes.
Click on create a beneficiary.
Yes. Account details. Yeah, individual. And then it's got all the country, India, Indian rupee. Account number. Yep.
I'm telling you the account number once again, okay? I'm telling you the account number once again.
Yes.
All right. So enter the account number 1960.
1960.
104.
104.
000.
123.
150.
180.
No, 150.
50, yes.
408.
408. Sometimes the line's a bit crackly.
All right.
Is that enough number?
Okay, now tell me the account number once again.
1960 104 000 150 408.
Yeah, that's correct. Now come to IFSC.
IFSC, yes.
All right, it will be in capital, okay? I as in India, B as in Bravo.
Wait, say the second one was crackly. I.
Then B as in Bravo.
Yes.
Then K as in Kilo.
Yes.
L as in London.
Yes.
000.
Yes.
1960.
1960.
Yes. Now, what is the next option?
First and middle name.
First name, put AJAY.
Oh, wait there. AJAY. Oh, no, wait, that's gone in wrong. Wait there. It's gone in wrong. AJAY. Right, okay. That's right.
Now come to the last name column. Last name would be Kumar. K-U-M-A-R.
K-U-M-A-R. Yes.
Now what is the option? Does it show you continue?
Add recipient.
Click on add recipient.
Yes.
Now
reason for the transfer.
Okay, now type in the same thing. booking hotel for holiday.
Yes, I know the year of birth. Come up, country India. Search results will appear here. That it was successfully created.
Okay. Now what does it show you?
Send.
Click on send.
I've got to put the authorized to continue.
Yeah, click on click.
Right. Yeah, I put the code in.
Yeah, put the in thing. The code.
Yeah, have you got that code? 862534.
All right.
Risky transfer detected. Continue to pay anyway?
Yep.
Oh, now, it's all victim. No, all victims lose millions has come up.
Yeah. Click on the screen one. Click on it.
But this has got, all right. But this show's going on about the fraudsters and that.
All right, let it go on.
Yeah, it's nearly finished, hopefully. Okay, please tell us the purpose of this payment.
Click on something else at the very bottom.
Something else, yes. That's come up, it's been flagged as suspicious again.
All right, no problem. Let it go on. This is just an ad. Let us see what is happening.
Yep. Thank you for your submission.
All right. Now scroll down the page. Scroll it down.
It says this might be a scam.
Okay. Just give me a moment.
Cancel payments come up. Okay. It's being processed.
Okay.
In review. How many times a day do you have to do this?
No more. It's over. You don't have to do
it. But for yourself when you're working, how many times a day do you have to do this?
We do it almost
all day.
We do it like, not like every day, but this is
three,
4 times a week. That means very random customers, they have to do this. It's not like with everyone. All right.
Yep. I was just curious if you have to sit and do this all day.
No, nothing of that sort. All right, no problem. Let us just check. Now you leave everything as it is, okay?
Yes.
And right now. Now let me just check one update.
10
You see this one is still showing you?
Yes, leaving for the recipient's bank. And it wants the code again.
Okay, put in the code. Put in the code. All right. Now you do one thing, leave everything as it is, okay?
Yes, yes.
And you take rest. What we'll do is, in case if needed, I might call you, or if not me, then Ron might call you. If we don't call you today, just we will be calling you tomorrow. Tomorrow, Ron will be calling you because you have already given him a time when you are going to be available. So he will call you accordingly. All right?
Yes. Okay.
And do one thing. Just check your email. Just check if you have received any new mail.
Not at the moment, I haven't.
You haven't received any new email, right?
No, not a new one today.
Okay, no problem. So you take care of yourself, Angela. In case if needed, I'll get in touch with you, okay?
Okay,
if not, then tomorrow we'll get in touch with you. And in case if you receive a call from Revolut, okay? So
yes.
I will provide you with the account details. Are you handy with a pen and a paper?
Just a minute. Yes.
Be handy with a pen and a paper. So
yes.
you write down the account details, okay?
Yes.
In case if you get a call, you just need to tell them that, yes, I have made a payment, all right?
Yes.
And this is, I'll be traveling most probably next month. So this
yes.
is for all the hotel booking and the car booking, okay? So write
yes.
down the account number.
Yep.
That would be 1960.
Yes.
104.
Yes.
000.
Yes.
150.
Yes.
408.
408.
Right. Now write down the name. That would be AJ, AJAY,
Kuma.
Yes. And write down the IFSC.
IFSC.
Yes, IFSC. That will be
yes.
I as in India, B as in Bravo.
Yes.
K as in kilo, L as in London.
Yes.
Then 000.
Yes.
Then 1960.
1960. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So
yep.
So they will, as you know, that you have already seen the warnings coming up. So they will tell you
yes.
the same thing. That are
yes.
you aware of these things? So you need to simply tell them, yes,
yes.
I do know the person. I have been
yes.
in touch with them from a very long time. And they have also helped me with my previous travel as well. So
yes.
I do know this person, and I please go ahead and get the payment cleared
yep.
from my end.
Yep.
All right?
And
all
how
right.
much was the money? It was for 4,297?
85. 4,285 dollars.
$4,285. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. All good.
And with the transfer fee, it is $4,288. All right.
$4,288.
Yes, that was including the transfer fee.
Transfer fee. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so you take
yep.
rest now. You take rest
yep.
now. We will get in touch with you later, okay?
Yep, that's good.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Take care. Right, Angela. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.